It looks like 6 o'clock. Town of Bruley committee meetings for June 6, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Denise will make us in the play.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, the nation of God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Bushwah?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Yeah.
Councilmember Nisler?
Here.
Ernie Acosta? Mayor Nord?
Here. The minutes for the May 9th meeting are in your package. If you have any corrections or whatever, it'll be on the agenda next time. Next item is discussing renewal of the Integral Mill Service Agreement for Inspection Services. A long time ago, we contracted with the parish. They do all the inspections of all of the structures and anything that's being built in the parish, and couldn't be happier. Terms are the same. For that, it's 5 years. So, I mean, I don't think it's a stretch to impose that on the next council for 5 years. It's been, with Huey there and all those guys, inspectors, it's been wonderful.
That's a normal contract to do for that?
Yeah, apparently it is. I'm typically not that fond of imposing things on future councils or whatever, but this is so good. I don't see anything.
If you don't do that, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah, no. This has been one of the biggest success stories we've had ever. Great. This is wonderful. Yeah, so that'll be an agenda next time. Does anybody from the audience have a comment? Yes, sir.
Yeah, taking bids on the sewer cleansing, just so y'all know.
Okay.
I'll send you a letter after reviewing with a recommendation of award.
Right.
All in agreement with that Monday night, we can move forward with that construction.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We can make it by Monday night. Good. Great. Yes, indeed, we will.
We have 11 plan holders that are embedded. I think we'll probably get 6 to 8 bids.
Oh, good. Yeah. We were talking. We have had our mayor's meeting with Pee Wee this month, and he was saying, every bid they've opened lately has been way lower than the estimate. It's been, apparently there's a lot of competition out there, not as much work as there was. But yeah, that's good. I hope we can, happens to us. Anything else, public works, anybody? Planning and zoning, variance request, Connie Banta, 3130 Live Oak Drive, non-compliance, section 1931-1 zoning, R1. Side setback, reduced setback from 10 feet to 3 feet to build a shed. Saw Connie next year. That's pretty much a sketch. Look, Connie, I didn't go to a planning commission meeting, but it looks like you're moving a shed over, or are you extending the size of it or something?
Yes.
Okay. The neighbor on that side, who is that?
Miss Crawford.
Miss who?
She's deceased.
Yeah.
But her daughter's sitting
there. You're not on the side of a house or anything. It's like in the backyard, right?
Correct.
Yeah. They don't have a problem with it. Did you talk?
Probably 20 feet
apart. Okay. Yeah, the planning commission recommended it favorably. So, is any discussion, questions for Connie or anybody? Okay, it'll be on the agenda for next Monday, and it'll be voted on then.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how this works. I can't tell you
how it's going to go, but I wouldn't lose a lot of sleep over it. Monday night, next Monday night,
at this time,
6:30. We have a committee meetings where we just discuss stuff on the like details and all. And next Monday is when we vote, but we're just going to vote, so you'll know whether you come or not, whether it's going to go through. But I don't think you really ought to lose a lot of sleep over it, frankly.
All right.
You can stay for the rest of the meeting. I know you'll be interested, right? Budget. We'll go over the budget and all.
But I'll read the minutes.
Gotcha. Variance requests, AP Dotson LLC, lots A3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, Rawlings West, second filing, non-compliance, section 1913B, servitude for utilities, reduces utility servitude from 15 to 10 feet. That's a sketch I wish we'd have had a while ago. That's the utility servitude. Side setback. Shows a bit of spite stripping. That's what you really have. It's a blown-up size. Anyway, it was just approved in a special meeting by, or recommended for approval in a special meeting by the planning commission. Do I have any discussion, comments? All right, moving on. All right, finance committee, review the May bills. You have a package. Any questions, comments, discussion? Seems to me we have a whole lot of routine bills. We don't have many. Any questions, comments, audience, anybody? Move on. Discuss ordinance number 6, general fund budget, okay? The budget I gave you all the other day was in error. We had completely left out of admin capital purchases, which we're recommending $20,000. So my letter said close to a quarter of $1 million surplus. It'll really close to 30 or something. $2,800. So, and other than that, the other comments I have, I stumbled across a discussion, and I don't remember where. Anyway, the discussion came to pass that sales tax is kind of leveling off. And I said, well, every graph I have, everything I see, it's not leveling off. It's still progressing nicely. And that was since I put the budget out. I have 1.8 million sales tax, which is 50,000 more than last year. 1,000 is out of 1,800, but out of 1 million. But anyway, I think it should stay there, but it's up to you. And also, as of the function that was held last week at the police station open house, we are completely done, finished, completely no money in here for anything that has to do with construction of the police station. There is $5,000 in here for maintenance of the police station in case something breaks over there, but that's in the maintenance budget. But last year we put money in there to kind of finish up things that were finished up that would pop up. As the only thing we have is we have yet another water test of a roof leak. Big rain, not the one Sunday before that. So the test's gonna come tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow they're coming out and they're gonna do it again. So I don't. That's the only, from the original budget, that's the only comments I think I really have. So with that, I'll open it for discussion.
Two streets were overlaid, West St. Francis and Arlene.
Now that's Arlene's, the one that's got all those patches. Yeah, the rest of it.
The middle.
The first section. Well, it's the first section of phase two.
Right. Yeah. That's the middle section.
That's the middle.
Okay. I consider that the middle too. Right,
well, yeah, because again, the road gets decent.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
West phase one.
Correct.
The middle section.
Yeah. Disagree with him. Right. Here, I'll eat some candy. All right, no, that's what it is. And West St. Francis is, the parish turned that over to us. They had some kind of policy a long time ago when Ted was there. After they do a road first time, then they turn it over to maintenance in the future. Held up better than the loads it gets. Good road, I guess. So, what else? Probably have to ask Debbie because he knows. Anything? Anybody?
The recreation, $24,000.
Yeah, I have a breakdown of it.
Yeah, what was that? I don't know.
Golf, $1,800. Swimming, $1,500. Soccer, $800. Cheerleaders, $2,210. Dance team, $1,500. Wrestling, $7,350. Track, $2,800. And wrestling, again, $4,300.
What's the wrestling? Do you know what they want?
One of them's a mat, and the other one is a clock. It's two clocks.
Okay.
One of their mats is worn out, apparently. See, I didn't influence Pettit when he did this. He did this on his own. So I said, well, since wrestling's not going to get shit after I'm stuck anymore after I'm gone, that's okay.
So you didn't have any trouble getting any projects this year?
No, look at this. I got a package. I got a package with pictures.
Words, Chris.
But the only reason I got it is because of Pettit. I can tell you that. He didn't even have pictures of the golf bag, swimming bag, soccer stuff and all. They got pictures of everything, cheerleading uniform.
What do they have for the track?
This thing, whatever. It looks like a javelin cage or...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Javelin catcher? Okay. No, a new discus cage.
Yeah, that's a disc.
That's if you let it go a little too early, then you haven't wiped anybody out of the crowd.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
We had talked about the trailer that we sold them. It's parked out there.
Yeah.
Putting Ruby Panthers and a Panther head on it, painted on it.
Yeah. I just hadn't called them. I need to do that. I keep saying it, but I forget. We can do that this year. That's not expensive. I got to do it. Send me an email tomorrow and remind me. I'll do it tomorrow. All right. Moving on, discuss Ordinance 7, the sewer budget. That's the vanilla. Okay, we got to talk about something. Again, when I was talking to Jim Ryan, when we were doing all his bond stuff, while we were signing 359 times, I asked him, I said, Jim, you know, it's very frustrating for a town like us. We've got a ton of money in savings with nothing big coming up. And here we're struggling with our sewer system. Every year we either project a deficit or we have to raise the rates and all. And I said, I need to figure out, you know, if we can merge the two systems. He said, well, let me give you the name of a lawyer. So he gave me the name of this lady. And I sent her an email and I sent her some more information and all that stuff. And I was just waiting to hear from her. He seemed to indicate that she could do it. Then I went to lunch with Pee-wee and Peanut. Oh Lord,
Pee-wee. Yeah, he indicated that she could do it.
Yeah, yeah. He was. He and me and Peanut were talking about bond interest rates. Yeah. Ooh, Lord. All right, it wasn't drinking.
Bail bonds.
I was. Yeah, it might be bail bonds. All right. Anyway, trying to maintain a straight face. Pee-wee says, yeah, I know. Pee-wee says, well, he said, why don't you just write a grant? I said, what are you talking about? He said, we write grants to the different, what do you call these funds? An independent fund or what do they call them? No. Enterprise funds. He said, we just have grants. He said, the federal government writes grants and the state writes grants. And he said, we write grants. I said, well, you don't have to get nothing in return because usually a cooperative endeavor, you got to get something in return. He says, no, it's a grant. I said, well, that sounds even better than merging the two systems together. I mean, you can have...
You don't want the liability.
No, but this year we want aerators, you know? You could say, okay, we're giving you a grant to buy aerators, and you can do that. So I wrote him today. I wrote Pee-wee today, and David, too, said he did it, too. Well, they did it when he was a councilman or something. I said, send me a copy of it, so I'm going to take a look at that. Can't do that? Well, why didn't you say that all this time?
I'm not a financial man.
Well, my God. You know, you heard me whining about how we had a lot of money, we couldn't spend it.
I didn't.
All right, anyway.
I'm not saying we can't do it. If they say we can do it,
So anyway, this is the budget. Let's talk about the budget.
We can prop up the sewer budget.
Right.
That's what the hope is, yeah.
Hopefully.
It sounds too good to be true, but it might be true. Great. Fish, y'all ever did a grant while you were there? While you been on the count? Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember some paperwork on that, but I would ask that you check with the bond indentures. Remember the bad reading bond indentures?
Yeah.
Those are the ones why you got to keep it separate.
Oh, okay.
Enterprise fund versus your general fund.
But how could they be upset if we were just giving them money?
Well,
I'll check with them. I mean,
I don't know. That's the issue, I think.
Yeah.
That's why you
got
to keep it separate.
There may be some way they need to say it.
Yeah, at least it's a potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, we're going to do that. All right, is there any comments on the budget? We're showing a deficit of 27.5, but today we received a letter that said we are going to get our capital outlay, so for $35,000. I don't know, people must not have applied this year because they gave us the whole amount. So we'll be adding that to the...
So we'll be in the black this year.
Yeah, we'll be in the black this year again. That's good. In fact, next Monday, Debbie, why don't you put $35,000 in the Gale Gap grant for the income, and we'll we'll pass it with that in, because we got a letter that says we got it, so we don't have to worry about whether we get it. Good. So we're in the red, I mean, we're in black by $10,000, so that's... Any other comments, questions? Yes, sir.
The only thing I would ask is that, and that too, is your plant expansion of $2.8 million, once that becomes live, your depreciation number, which I know you love depreciation.
Oh, I love it.
That depreciation number is probably going to go up a pretty good bit.
Oh.
Depending on how fast they put it in. It's going to be a full year, partial year, so that's... It's not going to affect your budget that much, but it will change that number because it's the same as last year.
So what you're saying is when we spend $300,000 on the expansion we're doing, we need to add that to the, what I call the equity?
You have to add the depreciation part to the depreciation expense.
All right.
It'll be a factor.
All right, I understand.
Over 20 years or 30.
So should we change the budget some kind of way right now? We think we know how much we're going to spend, but we'll know for sure.
We can adjust it when we find out where exactly what it's going to be.
I wouldn't change the budget. I'm just going to say that it's going to be a different number than this.
All right. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Because you got more to depreciate.
All right. Discuss ordinance number 8 of 2016, chapter 4, personnel health insurance for retirees. Now, three of the five of you I gave something to last time. Don has since come to see me, and we've changed the wording. But let's go over this thing one at a time so we can talk about it in English. First of all, to qualify for this retirement, you must be a full-time employee or town clerk of the town for the last 20 consecutive years and at least 55 years old. So they have to be over 55 years old and had 20 consecutive years. Retiree must have been on the town health insurance plan for at least the last 10 consecutive years prior to retirement. So they can't just jump on it if they hadn't been insured by the town already. Coverage for retirees must be unbroken between beginning with the retiree's retirement date. In other words, they have to decide before the day they quit that they want the retirement and tell us, and it continues right along. Can't break it. If eligible, the town will cover the retiree only, not his spouse, family, anybody else. The town will pay the same monthly premium as a single full-time employee, which is subject to change from year to year from the retirement date until reaching Medicare age. It means whatever we pay for a single employee, if the guy's 55 years old and single, that's the rate we'll pay until they get to Medicare age. It changes, then changes with it. Retirement day shall be defined as the day after the last day of employment. When the retiree reaches Medicare eligibility age, coverage by the town health insurance program will cease. No, I just thought of something. This maybe needs to be clarified. You're eligible for Medicare at 62. Full retirement is at 66 or 65.
Medicare 65.
I'm mixing that. I'm thinking of Social Security. My bad. My bad. You're right. However, if the qualified retiree chooses Medicare Part B coverage, the town will reimburse the retiree for that premium. In addition, if the qualified retiree chooses a supplemental health insurance plan, the town will reimburse up to $100 per month for such plan. Notwithstanding the above, the reimbursement by the town of the combined cost of Medicare Part B and supplemental plan shall not exceed $275 per month. Retirees are not eligible to participate in the town's life, dental, vision, or any other employee plan. Only employees retiring after December 31st, 2016 are eligible for the retiree health insurance plan. Okay, discussion. Anybody?
I don't see a whole lot of cost involved in this.
After Curtis, it's going to be hard to get one even to qualify because of 20 years and the 55 and all that. We got employees that are getting relatively close to 55, but they're not in under 20 yet.
Right.
So This is, you know, we've talked about it offline a long time, but this is not something that I see costing the town much in the future. I mean, we're talking about a pittance here, you know? Yeah, we get, if we get one employee married, I mean, it costs us more than what it costs to cover him, you know? I mean, it's just the way it is.
Part D is between $120 and $130 a month.
Yeah, we're not talking about a lot of money. And it would help them a lot, you know?
And just until Medicare eligibility, so it's not forever.
Right, that's right.
Wait.
So.
No, after Medicare eligibility, we will continue to pay the premium for Part B.
You pay full up until Medicare.
Part A is free, everybody gets that at age 65. But then we will continue to pay Part B for doctors, which right now is very little, a little bit over $100. And then we will pay for the supplemental plan for prescriptions up to an additional $100, up to a maximum of $275. And these numbers can change, you know, if need be, but that's, the maximum we're going to pay any month is $275.
After age 65.
Correct. Between 55 and 65.
I'd love to have about five of them, that five.
That would be good, yes.
Well, it's an incentive too, you know?
Probably some costs all about money.
Talk to her.
All right, any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? We went through this about a year ago, maybe longer. I wrote a question to all the municipalities, and they sent us, what, a dozen, two dozen things, you know, like, this is how we do it, this is how we do it, this is how we do it. And, you know, we just basically said, look, this is. Yes, sir.
It'd be great to continue to tell my wife when I get to that age. Did you tell her now?
What now?
I said it'd be great to keep, continue to tell my wife when I get to that age.
Oh.
Did you tell her now?
Well.
Any chance on that?
Planning to retire anytime soon?
I'm going to retire yet.
Oh, you are? Well, good.
Much motivated.
Well, you only got, what, like 18 more years ago?
Thinking about the future.
Thinking ahead.
You're covering my whole family now?
Yeah, the parents don't have a retire, do the parents have a retiree plan?
They do, but they're not.
I don't think any retiree programs cover any more than the retiree.
Most of them don't cover anything after you reach Medicare eligibility age. They cut.
I think they do have a retiree plan, because I think when you pay your people on.
Oh. Well, he must. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. All right, well, that's good.
This is about the eighth iteration. We've met several times over this.
Yeah, yeah.
We appreciate your comments.
No.
No, they don't cover, just individuals.
You're still a young man, though. You have, there'll be three or four different councils before you get to retirement age. You can work on them behind the scenes. Just tell them you'll quit giving out tickets, and you'll have a good negotiating point.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, keep her, get her working, and she don't have to pay for any of that. All right, Personnel Committee, I don't know of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, we have anything?
Nope.
Governmental Affairs? Other matters? Nothing, no. Mayor's Report, Ms. Bourgeois and I went to the Union Baptist Friday evening for the historical.
Dedication of the State of Louisiana Historical Marker.
We ended up not getting to take a picture because it was raining so hard outside, but it was very nice. I always enjoy going to the uplifting thing. Mayor's Report, I don't have anything that I didn't cover already. Remarks, personal privilege, anyone?
Family Day, it's a nice deal.
Oh, yes, very nice.
Good work, help win.
Oh, yeah. They come out nice.
Announcements, bid opening June 8th, as Roy said, at 10 o'clock. Wastewater system improvement, pump station and force main modification. Town Hall will be closed on July 4th. And many meetings for July have been changed from the 4th to 5th as of the holiday. I hear motion adjourned.
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
6:53.